We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Excellent. Excellent song choice, Solana. We've got a little vibe working here. Cornbread will join us in a second. Going to give you 15 minutes of heat. It's brought to you by Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. Cornbread Maxwell, he is on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Cornbread Maxwell, our friend and Celtics legend, currently a Celtics broadcaster. He himself is a two-time NBA champion, but our Miami Heat Cornbread took a commanding 1-0 lead on Tuesday night and looked to make it 2-0 tonight. No, you have to be impressed with the Heat, right? You have to be impressed with the Heat Cornbread.
I am very impressed with the Heat and what they've done. I've said that before. I thought that, you know, they have some swagger about them, and even more so now. It's really funny. You guys are only doing a half hour of the Heat. You should be doing 5 hours of the Heat the way they've been playing. And forget about them doggone Miami Dolphins. I'm like, what the hell are y'all doing down there?
Bro, we've been talking 4 hours of Heat like a day for weeks now. I feel like we've done 100 straight hours of Heat.
Well, let me ask you this. How many championships, world championships, have the Dolphins had?
Let's see.
And how many have the Heat had?
72.
And how many have the Heat had? But it's really strange how the Dolphins really are still the daddy in that city compared to what the Miami Heat have done with Pat Riley and Spoelstra. That this is a kind of a travesty, I would think.
Brad, it's very, very similar. I was talking about how these two teams are mirror images, like pointing back at each other. But what do you anticipate the Celtics do tonight to offset, to get back to 1-1? What do you think their adjustments are going to be in game two?
Well, they got several things they can do. I mean, you can get Kemba can shoot better. You start off there when you're – and then you have the – maybe you might have an opportunity to bring Gordon Hayward back. You know, he was ruled out the other day. Now he's doubtful. So it's been now probably about maybe around about 3 weeks or a little bit more since you've seen Gordon Hayward. So if Gordon Hayward could come back, it gives you another reliable score. And Miami has been zoning up, and the Celtics still they need more guys really to bust that zone.
And, Brad, you brought up Kemba, man. What's up with Kemba, Brad? He's 13 for 46 over the last three games, 28% from the field. What's wrong with Kemba?
I mean, I don't know. I shouldn't say that. You know, Kemba has been early on, he had struggled a little bit late in the season with some knee problems. And if you're a jump shooter and you have knee problems, you know, that can mess with your elevation. But I've seen some of the best shooters in the world go through slumps and then come out on the other end. One guy in particular was Ray Allen, who had a really horrid time shooting the basketball in the 08 when the Celtics won the championship and then fell out of that funk like, you know, like rain coming from the sky. So, you know, I don't really, you know, put a lot on it. You know, he hasn't shot the ball well. But he's capable, and that to me, that's what will be scary. The thing that, you know, really impresses me about Miami is, I think I told you guys that before, only a few people that I look at and I say could have played during the 80s. And, you know, Bam would be one of them, but the guy I love down there is Jimmy Butler. Arrogant, cocky, nasty, and I love that kind of stuff. It makes my blood kind of boil because, you know, those are the kind of guys I like playing against, and that's the way I like to see basketball played.
Yeah, that's definitely that throwback style, your era of play, and you mentioned Bam as well. Cornbread Maxwell is with us. I know you're a fan of Bam Adebayo. That block that he had at the end of OT there on Jason Tatum, was that one of the best blocks you'll ever see? I mean, you're a big dude. That's a hard block, right? Because a big guy is coming at you. You don't use anybody at all, and you're fending off that dunk with one arm.
Yeah, that was incredible. You know, and you, I think he got it with his left hand on top of that and literally pulled it out of the net. That ball was going down. He was strong enough to pull it back out of the rim. And you see a lot of the average guy that you would see, if he got up, then most guys aren't going to get up that high. But if they got up that high, you have the possibility of breaking the wrist. When your arm, your hand is pulled back that far, bent back, full force with a ball coming towards your hand, and there's metal between you and that, you got the chance to break it. And it was just a phenomenal play. You know, you got to take your hats off. It was just a phenomenal play from a guy who is limited offensively, but he does all those other little things to help the Heat win.
And there was nothing Tatum could have done, Brad? Because like that's all he could have done was get that ball blocked. He couldn't have adjusted anything.
Dude, you couldn't jump as high as Bam jumped then. You couldn't shoot. Only thing you could do, maybe a little floater, put it on the glass, something like that. But that dude was coming. And you're talking about that's a strong, I'm going to say it might not go well here, but that's a strong-ass country boy. And there ain't no way you're going to get out of the rim with somebody jumping that high.
Cornbread Maxwell is with us. So Heat and Celtics, game two tonight, 7 p.m. tip-off. You'll hear it on 790 The Ticket. What are the weaknesses of the Heat? You know, we've watched this team just slice through Indiana, had no problem with Giannis and Milwaukee, a gentleman's sweep, and now they take game one from your Celtics. What's the weakness when you look at the Heat team?
Man, that they had a possibility of losing that game. They could have just as easily lost that game when the fact that the Celtics went up by 12 to 14, then they went up by 12, but the Heat didn't give up. I think the what their weakness would be is you have to attack them and you have to attack different players. What their strengths are is the fact that Hero, one of the weaknesses, let me give you that, Hero is a non-guarder. Robinson is a non-defender. So you got guys who really don't defend the basketball that the Celtics have to take advantage of those particular guys. Jaylen Brown did not get enough shots from me in that overtime. I don't even know if he even touched the basketball. So the Celtics have a lot of rotations. The Heat are well. And like you said, it's a mirror image of each other. When you see the Heat, you look at Boston. Two teams that are well coached. Two teams have great players. And you think of it, Boston, to me, has probably a more talented starting five. But the Heat, what they're very good at is the guys that come off the bench. When you can bring a Kelly Olynyk off the bench and you can bring a Robinson off the bench and a Nunn off the bench, that's what makes them more effective.
Brad, they two great coaches, but somebody got to have that coaching advantage. Who is it?
Ooh, well, you know what? I'm going to give Eric Spoelstra his due only because
there
he has the championship pedigree. You can't take that away. I mean, if anybody want to argue about it, I'd say, well, look, the dude's won multiple championships, so you can't take that away. And he's been there, and he's under the tutelage of probably one of the greatest out there in Pat Riley. So I would give a slight nod, not much, but I give a slight nod to Eric Spoelstra.
So how do you see this game tonight playing out, Cornbread? You think it's going to be another nail-biter?
Both teams play really hard. They play great. I think the Celtics are going to get out to a lead, and I think the Celtics will win this game. Ultimately, I think the Celtics will win this series if they can get more guys on track and if Gordon Hayward can come back and be effective.
If Boston lost this series to the Miami Heat, would their season be a disappointment?
No, I think that a lot of people in the beginning of the year thought the best two teams were going to be in the finals, Eastern Conference final, was going to be Philadelphia and Milwaukee. And Boston's there. Miami's there. I don't think anybody in Miami, in South Beach area, looked at it and said the Heat were going to get to the Eastern Conference Finals. And some people said, Boston had a possibility of doing it with Tatum and Brown, and you're bringing in Kemba. They had more of a possibility. So I don't think it would be a failure if the Celtics lost. But I think they'd be disappointed now in the fact that I think there's a window of opportunity, if the Celtics can put their game together.
Speaking of disappointments, I know we're doing 15 minutes of Heat, and Crowder will give you a couple items for the blacklist because we always have fun with Cornbread Maxwell. But speaking of disappointments, the Los Angeles Clippers, what would you do there if you were in charge? Do you try to change it dramatically, or do you keep that core with George and Kawhi and the coach Doc Rivers and just try to fill in some better pieces?
You know what? They have great pieces, and that will be the disappointment to me. Lou Williams was a disappointment, the fact that, Miami allowed him to go. I mean, that the Clippers allowed him to go home to his grandfather's funeral. And the man ended up going to a strip joint to get chicken wings. That you can't be seen in a situation like that. I guess Lou Williams never heard of the cameras before, Instagram. So I was disappointed in that. Doc Rivers is a great coach. But there is a disconnect right now because of maybe the personnel you have. Paul George was a disappointment. Kawhi was kind of a disappointment too, but Kawhi is a two-time MVP in the finals. So I think his resume is solidified, but Paul George has to step up to the next level. So I don't know what you do. It is so disappointing looking at that team, and not necessarily in losing, but the way they lost. You think the way, essentially in that fourth quarter, they gave up. I mean, it would have been like me playing against you back when I was younger.
Or now, Brad. Hawk's not athletic. Or
I was going to say, I don't think there's a time in my lifetime.
I'm trying to give Hawk some credit, okay?
I believe you could post me up while sitting in a rocking chair.
Okay.
Cornbread would post me up.
He's
in bed. He's ordering room service, and he's still posting me up and draining buckets on me.
Oh my god! My thing really is this: I am more amazed right now. And I was talking to somebody, one of our reporters up here, who is in the bubble, and I said, "Man, you've been in the bubble for how long?" 2 months now, and nobody's there. And, now the players have gotten their wives and their, girlfriends down there. But I said, you've been down there now for 2 months? And what have you done? No women, no nothing, no access? I said, dude, I'm amazed that this thing has worked. You put 20-year-old guys in their prime, let me say it, sexually, and you're telling me nothing happened until their wives and girlfriends got there? Really? Now,
Brad,
put that on the blacklist.
They're starting to look at Minnie Mouse funny. They've been in there so long.
They tried to do it all, Brad. They had beer. They had the five-star meal. They had all the stuff.
Video
no
games.
Woman. I thought about that too, Brad. I need a woman. You can get all the video games you want. I don't even drink beer if I can have no women.
Dude, I'll put one that you'll understand. Maybe they had the Fist of Fury going down there.
Put the do not disturb sign on their own door.
Absolutely. I would hate to go in. You know how they have those lights, those blue lights that they go in these crime scenes and they have sexual stuff going on? They turn them damn lights on. They be like, damn. What is that on the ceiling?
That's why some of them boys had they had shooting slumps because their arms was tired.
No.
On the ceiling.
Got a couple for the blacklist, Brad.
Couple quick ones. Yeah. When Cornbread Maxwell comes on with us, Cornbread Maxwell is our arbiter. Crowder and I, as we do the show, every now and then we stumble into things where I go, oh, yeah, everybody loves that. And Crowder will say, everybody? No, I think white people love that. And then we start to realize, huh, maybe this is a racial thing. Sometimes it's a generational thing between us. But Cornbread is the arbiter. He gives you the honest truth.
Okay, I'm ready.
I was in my front yard. One of my neighbors over here. My neighbor's a white dude, and we went into my deep freezer, and he saw a frozen gallon of milk, and he thought it was the craziest thing in the world. Is that a black thing to freeze milk?
Nah, black people hoard sometimes. They'd be like, "Damn, we don't know what's gonna come next, but we're gonna have some milk for some cereal."
Wait a second. I've never heard this. You freeze milk?
If I go and there's a milk sale, I'll get 5 gallons and freeze 3 of them.
Oh, my God. I will speak for the white delegation. I have never heard of that before.
Yep. Think about it. Everything else is kept when it freezes. Milk keeps when it freezes,
Let me tell you. When people of color see the word sale, I don't give a damn what's on sale. It's like, I'm buying it. I'm taking it.
Hey, Brad, so, yeah, I go to Publix.
That would be a blacklist.
I go to Publix every Tuesday because that's BOGO day in Davie, Florida. Even if I don't need nothing, I just want to know what's buy one, get one free.
Crowder came back. He's like, I got 2 things of Vagisil. I said, well, why did you even need one? He goes, I don't know. It was buy one, get one.
Buy one, get one.
Buy one, get one free.
And, Brad, one more thing.
I can't believe that you freeze milk. That's crazy.
And my neighbor, his mind was blown. And
God, I would be too.
This is another one. I'm pretty sure it's a yes, but I almost fell out of the veterinary office the other week. They asked me, have I ever looked into pet health insurance? Brad, I almost died laughing. Pet health insurance?
That's a white thing. That is truly because, you know, I'm kind of in the middle because my daughter went and had an operation for a blockage for her cat, and it cost her $1,800. I was like, bye bye, kitty. Bye bye, kitty. It was nice.
I go by the rules.
I am not. I got to feed people. I'm putting the operation on some insurance for a pet. You know, we're trying to find out how many people of color got insurance themselves. But I got it for my damn pet. That's a white thing.
I will attest to that. That had to drive you crazy when she told you that she was going to spend $1,800 on cat surgery.
$1,800? Or, you know, I wanted to say for a pizza, but never mind. Y'all have come up three shows, so I'm not, I can't even go there. Y'all wouldn't even have me on if I said the next word. I'm sorry. But you know where I was going, okay?
Oh, I know exactly.
Oh, my goodness. That's funny, man. Cornbread Maxwell, Celtics legend.
Your general manager's been calling you up. Don't you ever have that guy on the show again after that. What?
Oh, my God. Cornbread Maxwell, he is a Celtics legend, friend of the show, and a broadcaster now with the Boston Celtics. So Celtics and Heat tonight, game 2, 7:90 the ticket. It is a 7 p.m. tip-off. So you are predicting your Celtics tonight, Cornbread.
I am going with the Celtics tonight. This is you can't go down 2-0 to Miami and expect try to win a series. I mean, I know it happened with the Clippers and stuff like that, but I just think that this is a very important game to get back on even keel with the Miami Heat. Miami Heat are a great front-running team, and if they get out ahead of you, you know, they just start shooting bombs.
All right. We always appreciate your time. Thank you, Cornbread. Have a good broadcast tonight.
All right, gentlemen. Have a good one.
Thank you, sir. He is funny, man.
He's hilarious.
All right, there you go. That is a stunning 15 minutes of Heat. Took a crazy detour at the 16th minute. The moment the 15 minutes were up, we detoured on that 16th minute, and we could not find our way back.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.